Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Good Monday morning to you. I'm Brian Neiman. If you were listening last week, and I'm sure you were, you heard our conversation with Anne-Marie Langdon of Gypsy Queen, the food truck here in Baltimore. We were talking about the Taste of Two Cities battle, food trucks from Baltimore and Washington going at it at Rash Field. Big competition. They held the first one last year, and we had Anne-Marie on because, well, she won last year's competition. Gypsy Queen Food Truck won. And what do you know? She won again this year. Congratulations, Anne-Marie. We're very proud of you.
Thank you, Brian. I'm so happy. We worked really hard at it. It was a great day. And, we won. I told you we were going to.
That's all. You're like the Green Bay Packers of the, they won the first two Super Bowls. You won the first two food truck battles here. That's great.
Title Town.
All right. So you told us that last year, if I remember right, it was crab tacos. Is that what won last year's competition?
Yes. Okay. It's one of our most popular dishes. It's a crab cake taco. And this year, our entry was our famous crab cone.
Crab cone. Now, what exactly is a crab cone? What goes into making a crab cone?
We like to call it a Baltimore ice cream cone. And what we do is we take a waffle cone, we fill it with Old Bay garlic French fries, and we top that with an all-lump Maryland crab cake with a sweet chipotle mayo down the side.
Wow.
And you can walk and eat it. You don't need to sit down. And people are going crazy over them. If you haven't gotten one, you can get one today at Pratt and President. I'm cooking them up as we speak.
Where are you going to be today?
We're right on Pratt and President Street right now. I'm cooking the crab cakes right now.
Very good. Now, when you said crab cone, I figured it was going to be something cool, but that sounds warm and it sounds delicious, I'm sure. But I was wondering if the heat affected your decision to make a certain item because it was so hot outside. A lot of people, when it's hot out, they like cool items, and when it's cold out, they like warm items.
Well, it didn't really affect. I think here in Baltimore, people eat crab cake all year round. If you know where to go, you know where to find them. If you're a true Baltimore girl like me,
right,
it doesn't matter if it's hot or 15 degrees here, you always have some kind of crab dish in front of you. And we just thought we'd put our best dish forward and, hope for the best.
Very good. Now, did you get a chance to walk around, look at other stuff, basically check out the competition?
Oh, you know what? That was probably our favorite part of the day. We did. We I had a lobster roll from the Red Hook Lobster Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. It was great. From D.C. We also tried the lemongrass truck. We had a banh mi sandwich. And we also had this might have been my favorite, the Cajunator. We had a po' boy sandwich with shrimp and catfish, and that was awesome.
Really?
And it was just great to get to meet some of the other people from D.C., and, we're all in this together. We're working hard, and it was a hot day, and I was just so happy that I get to enjoy a little bit of the day and meet people.
Well, good for you. I heard the crowds were great despite the hot weather.
The crowd was great. We had a bunch of people come out. We had a line, I think, 50, 60 people deep all day, some of the other trucks as well. And it was fantastic. My family was there. A bunch of, old friends came out from high school to support. It was just a wonderful day. It was a great day to be in Baltimore.
Well, congratulations again, and go for the three-peat next year, huh?
Maybe the Triple Crown, we'll call it.
Yeah, right, that would work. Anne-Marie Langdon, creator of the Gypsy Queen Food Truck. You can check her out. Eat one of those crab cones today at Pratt and President. We appreciate it, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Brian.